Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 515-207-2006.
Hi, this is Matt with Learn About Law. In today's video, we're going to talk about restraining orders in Iowa. You know those legal tools that help protect individuals from harm and ensure personal safety. It's important to understand how they work and what you can do if circumstances change over time. So grab a seat and let's dive into the world of restraining orders. First things first, let's get a clear understanding of what a restraining order is in Iowa. Basically, it's a legal order given by the court that prohibits one person from contacting or approaching another person. It's like a shield of protection. Now in Iowa, there are two types of restraining orders, temporary and permanent. Temporary restraining orders, or TROs for short, are like the superheroes of restraining orders. They're granted on an emergency basis when immediate protection is needed. And get this, they can be issued without the accused even being present or given the chance to defend themselves. Talk about a quick response. TROs are usually valid for up to 14 days until a hearing for a permanent restraining order takes place. Permanent restraining orders, also known as protective orders, come into play after a hearing where both parties get to represent their arguments. These orders last for up to 1 year, but under certain circumstances, they can be extended. Oh, and if you want more detailed information on Iowa restraining orders, check out our article, Iowa Restraining Order Changes in 2023. Now let's talk about modifying restraining orders. Life happens, and sometimes the terms of a restraining order need to change. If that's the case, you'll have to file a motion with the court that issued the original order. Your motion should clearly state the changes you're seeking and provide valid reasons for the modification. Remember, the burden of proof falls on you, the party seeking the modification. You'll need to show that there has been a substantial change in the situation. Maybe there's been an improvement in the relationship between the parties, a relocation, or the completion of required counseling or treatment programs. The court will carefully consider the evidence before deciding. If they find sufficient grounds, they'll issue a new order reflecting the changes. Now let's move on to terminating a restraining order. Termination is a bit more complex than modification because the court places a high priority on safety and protection. To terminate a restraining order, you will need to file a motion in court that clearly states your reasons for seeking termination. Just like with modification, you'll need to demonstrate a significant change in circumstances. It could be improved relationships, successful completion of counseling and treatment programs, or even a mutual agreement between the parties involved. If the court is convinced that termination is appropriate, they'll issue an order terminating the original order. Now, modifying or terminating a restraining order can be legally complex. It's always a good idea to seek the assistance of an experienced Iowa attorney who can guide you through the process. They'll help you gather the necessary evidence, prepare the motion, and present a persuasive argument on your behalf. And remember, you don't have to go through this alone. There are organizations and resources dedicated to assisting domestic violence and abuse victims. In Iowa, the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence is a great resource. They offer legal advocacy, safety planning, and counseling services. They can provide you with information on local resources, connect you with legal aid and services, and offer support throughout the process of modifying or terminating a restraining order. So if you find yourself needing to modify or terminate a restraining order, take a deep breath, seek the support you need, and remember that your safety is paramount. Reach out to professionals who can help you navigate the legal processes and ensure your well-being. I hope you found this information helpful and empowering. Take care, stay safe, and remember that you have the right to protect yourself. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed this video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 515-207-2006. We have many locations for your convenience. We serve all of Iowa. Thank you again for watching.